Hello, my love. I have my proverbial champagne glass with me because I am very excited to deep dive into personal branding and positioning as you prepare for 2024. I am so excited today because we are diving into the key strategies that will elevate your personal brand, how people see you, the impact that you can have next year. And let me be clear, this episode is not about just getting more attention. It is about having more impact. And it comes from a quote from the mentor we all wish we had, Seth Godin. He says, being noticed is not the same as being remarkable. And that's the motor for today's episode. So we're discussing insights to be positioned as a leader in 2024, a go-to expert in your industry, starting with who you are as a leader and ending with some content marketing trends that will define your brand in 2024. Grab a notepad or maybe the notes section in your phone. We are about to drop some serious knowledge. I did my research. I not only come from my experience now because I want to see what's happening out there too. Get ready to elevate your personal brand and positioning in the new year. Let's make 2024 your year of remarkable growth. Let's go. Welcome to Creator to Leader. Are you struggling to connect with your ideal customers online? Are you confused about the most effective way to market your business? If you're ready to become the go-to expert in your industry and stand out from the crowd, this podcast is for you. Hey, I'm Eugenia. That's Eugenia in Spanish, but you can call me E. My mission is to help entrepreneurs stand out online so that they can grow their businesses. I do this through comprehensive marketing strategies, impactful content plans, and storytelling leadership. We both know you are running on caffeine and big dreams, so let's dive right in. As I was doing my research and getting inspired for this episode, I went to my mentor, Seth Godin. And yes, he's my mentor, only that he doesn't know yet. And I came across this quote by him. He said, being noticed is not the same as being remarkable. Running down the street naked will get you noticed, but it won't accomplish much. It's easy to pull off a stunt, but not useful. So I thought it was so amazing that we are not only working about or thinking about doing stunts and getting publicity, but actually having an impact and achieving something with our visibility and with our positioning. My goal is to help you be remarkable in 2024. My goal is not just how to build a personal brand that gets you noticed. That's not the advice I'm sharing today, but a brand that's remarkable. So I won't share hacks to build stunts. My work, I always like it to be foundational first. Every time I work with a client, every podcast I've launched with clients, the foundational part of it is the longest part of it because it's the most important part of it. Because also it involves who you are as the leader and the guide of your community. Until you have those pieces in place, none of the tactics that you are seeing online will work. And we're going to jump right in because this outline was very long and I don't want to keep you for too long. So bear with me. But first we need to redefine the niche. And I'm seeing more and more personal brands evolve into psychographics instead of demographics only. As a reminder, you probably know this, but just as a reminder, demographics are characteristics that are very tangible and objective. For example, sex, age, education, occupation, income, etc. And for years, I saw marketing advice that was over-focusing on demographics. Define your best clients, define their age, where do they live? And those things are important. But after working with luxury brands, after working with agencies, I realized that what really makes a difference is the psychographics. Why? Demographics, when it comes to personal brands, cause us to feel constrained. And it has caused us to feel constrained. All conversations I've been having with thought leaders, this over-niching makes them feel like they are put in a box. If you value freedom, if you're like me, this is especially true for you. That's why I see a bigger focus on the psychographic aspect in 2024. A psychographic is a deeper dive into people's values, their lifestyles, their interests. The goal really is to understand motivations. And that's something that I also updated within my own work whenever I work with clients and coach them in their personal brand. When I help them define their audience, sure, I look at some demographics, but my first goal is for us to identify the motivation of those audiences. And I want to make an episode specifically on motivation because there's a science behind it and it's fascinating. It's not complicated, but it is super fascinating. So in 2024, I see more focus on understanding those motivations for your audience and speaking and connecting to those motivations. But that doesn't mean that you need to change yourself to be what your audience wants us to be. That's very important because that's another shift, right? A lot of advice shared throughout the years said, for personal brands, find out what your audience values and what they like and talk about those things. I am seeing that that's leading to inauthenticity or to being inauthentic, and that's leading to burnout eventually for personal brands. So this is basically like dating and pretending to like what the other person likes so they like you back. And then you're hoping that by the time they marry you, they'll love you too much to ignore the fact that you don't really love sports. That's kind of how I see it. That's why I see that authenticity will take more relevance in 2024. And again, authenticity deserves its own episode because authenticity doesn't mean oversharing or having no boundaries. That was a big lesson for me this year, specifically with all the access we have online. Authenticity means staying true to your values, to your vision, and to who you are. And I've realized this year specifically, because I did a huge work on getting to know myself, getting to know my strengths. Like it was, this year was very, very important to me when it comes to personal development. And I realized that being authentic is the best way to be consistent because pretending is exhausting. When you are authentic, you are aligned. Sharing your story gets lighter. Yes, within boundaries, within limits, but there's lightness around it. Being authentic will make it easier for you to be visible. 10 years ago, and I love looking at stories of how artists that have this persona around them, how that persona was built. And even 10 years ago, it was very easy to create a character and perform that character. Think about all the girls in the 90s. So, I mean, this was way more than 10 years ago, but like late 90s, early 2000s, all these pop stars that they were having this persona of the sexy girl. The other one then had to be the smart one, the sweet one. It was just this personality that was created. And it was easy to pretend to be that person because you only had to do performances or appearances every specific amount of time. And even if you had a business, it was fine. You had a performance during specific times. And it was fine to be that character that was completely different from who you were. But now with social media, access has opened up. So having this persona, faking this persona 24/7 gets exhausting. Eventually, you're not going to want to show up. Eventually, you're going to want to shut down because it's going to be hard for you to show up as that person. Now, I always love having an alter ego. Alter ego is that version of yourself that shows up to that high standard. That's kind of the Sasha Fierce that Beyonce has. That's her persona that she created for when she's on a concert. But even then, Sasha Fierce shows up during a presentation. Beyonce is a person with so many other different facets. So you can have an alter ego for when you're recording your podcast or going live. That's all good as long as that person is a version of yourself with the same values, with the same characteristics, and you're not trying to pretend to be something you're really not. I also love that being authentic allows you to leverage everything for learning and serving. Like you leverage what you read, what you watch, what you go through. How can I learn from this? And how can I serve my community with what I'm serving? So basically you start creating content and ideas and topics of conversation just from your life. How cool is that? And I always say this from Seth Godin, people don't want you to be authentic. They want you to be consistent. So that's a little caveat, right? His point really is to focus on consistency first. But I've learned, as I said, that when you are authentic, being consistent gets easier. Also, point number three, start seeing yourself as a leader. What does this mean? The old school mentality of a leader meant being a dictator, and that is out. I have actually one episode about what it means to be a leader in the online space, not only a creator, and I'm leaving it down below. Serving is the model of leadership that will win in 2024 and beyond. I recently read an article on LinkedIn about understanding who your stakeholders are, and I'm going to leave that article. It's by Theresa Canley. Very good. I'm going to leave it down below. And yes, it's a bit of a fluffy word, stakeholders, but in reality, it means that your customers and the people you work for, you don't have to only think, and it's a mistake to only think about the people that do the transaction. Your customer and the people you're working for is everyone that makes your purpose possible. So your contractors, your audience, your employees, we need to start thinking about serving them. They are your stakeholders. This thing of just posting to get likes or ticking a check mark is going to work less and less. I keep hearing this phrase, the algorithm is out to get me. And yes, sure, social media is more and more about paying to play. That's a reality. There's no hiding from that. But there's also the reality of creating content that serves people, not just you. Because I've seen that a lot in the past years, taking one piece of content, and I did a whole episode on my take on repurposing and a better way of looking at it, of taking one idea and placing it in different mediums in a way that feels fresh. That's the champagne tower concept. Again, I'm going to leave that episode down below for you. But now, 2024 and beyond, I am seeing that it's more about relationship. Content and social media and showing up online are about relationships. You don't want to be the person given the gift that's going to benefit only you. My mom actually used to hate that. She said that she didn't like to receive pots and pans for Christmas or for Mother's Day because she wanted to receive gifts those days that were only for her personal use. Because as a single mom, she was always giving and, you know, everything she had was for everyone else. So on her birthday, Mother's Day, she wanted a gift that was only for her. And I feel like we have the mentality of, I'm going to give you this gift, but it's really about me. It's not about you. This is going to be a big mindset shift for 2024. Another one. Oh, this is going to be big. Leading yourself. Working on your emotional regulation. Gosh, this is going to be huge. I really am impressed and a little bit scared, and I'm just careful about the amount of information and creation and feedback that we are having on real time right now with AI. We, with the internet, regular internet, we had access to information very easily, but now we have access to feedback and responses and so many thoughts and opinions within our fingertips. Literally, you can go to ChatGPT and ask ChatGPT for 10 ideas on a specific topic, and you can get confused if you want to. So working on your emotional regulation, it's going to be huge. Something that helps you a lot to regulate your emotions is keeping the promises you make to yourself. Keeping the promises you make to yourself is the number one way to work on your self-esteem. Strengthen your self-esteem. That is not a job that's one, like you do it, you go to a personal development workshop or you go to therapy, you're done. Because the more you grow, the harder it gets. So you need to constantly be building that resilience. And that is done with keeping the promises you make to yourself. That leads me to the next one. Yes, personal development is going to be even more important in 2024. And I'm not talking about self-help books and affirmations. Those are good. They have their place. But I think in 2024, personal development is going to be more about actually doing the work. It's not going to be about passively just reading a book and, oh, cool, I got three great ideas, three quotes, and I'm going to repeat these affirmations every day. No. I think 2024, specifically as you want to grow your personal brand, which comes with more exposure, you are going to have to be open and vulnerable as you do the work. So it's not only going to be about going to therapy and checking that box and saying, hey, I went to therapy. Were you open in therapy? Were you open to ideas, to feedback? Are you learning to build habits? Are you getting your health in check? And I hope this is not controversial, but I feel like the love yourself movement has gone a bit too far, if I'm being honest. Because it has created some type of complacency where every time we have something in our lives we are not happy with and we are not doing our best, we just say, it's fine. Love yourself the way you are. Yes, you can accept where you are right now and be so thankful for everything you've built, but also recognize that we are a constant work in progress. So are you doing the work with an open heart? Again, the reason this is going to help you build your personal brand is because audiences are getting more sophisticated, right? So they are understanding when someone's faking it. They know when something doesn't connect because they have access to so many people online that they know when something doesn't feel right. That's why when you read something that was written by AI, most times, unless you are a genius at prompting AI, but most times you can tell that it was not written by a person. Most times. My next point to building your personal brand, growing it, and solidifying your positioning as a go-to expert in 2024 is going to be getting better at your craft. Again, be serious and methodical about it. I'm not just saying stay up to date with trends, stay up to date with podcasts, just listen about what's happening. I'm saying diving deep into areas where you need to grow. Let's say you want to grow in your positioning. Don't just listen to this podcast. Let's work together for 12 weeks and let's make it happen. Let's go deep. Maybe if you're a coach, is there a certification you need to take to make sure you're up to date with the changes in your industry? Not only reading the trends, but actually learning to adapt to those trends. Is there a new technique that would help you serve your people better? Don't get too comfortable thinking that you know everything that you need to know. I've seen so many people that haven't grown professionally in years. They only listen to podcasts and they never learn something new, any new skill, any new like actual form of learning. You need to really stay on top of your craft for 2024. Some specific content marketing trends to grow your personal brand in 2024. First, be human. We talked about authenticity and emotional regulation. Again, I'm pro AI. It saves me hours of work. But at the same time, you know, I said it, consumers are getting more sophisticated. People are not connecting with formulas anymore. And it's not only my opinion. This is something I've been talking about with clients. I'm reading reports. People are not connecting with just this formulaic conversation. People, consumers, are prioritizing relationships and real human connection. Don't go to ChatGPT to create all your content. Think of AI as an assistant. But don't let it take over your voice and your communications. Also, when it comes to your content, share your perspectives, not only tips and tricks. What do you think about things? That's how you're going to create that emotional connection, that intellectual connection. Not only letting people know a lot about social media, I know a lot about podcasting. How do I think about social media that's different? How do I think about podcasting that's different? If you're a fitness coach, how do you look at health in a way that's different? It doesn't have to be different and groundbreaking, but it has to be unique to you and it has to be a perspective, not just a tip and trick. What are macros? Sure, that content, educational content, is important to help your audience grow. I'm not saying that it's gonna disappear, but I think this content that grows, Kelly Roach calls this conviction content, is going to be more and more important. Also, another content trend, see your brand as a platform. Oh, this is big. I feel like God gave me this vision this year and it changed the game for me. A platform is the foundation. So see your brand really as a foundation, as an ecosystem, not just a transaction. Sure, create content, but also use the different digital spaces available. Look, I'm a big fan of podcasting. That's no secret. 2024 might be the year you launch your podcast. Even if it's a limited series, put it out there. But not only content, build your one-on-one relationships, build collaborations, make sure all your outlets on the digital space are cohesive and coherent to your message. I actually created this checklist for you to download, and you can go to creatortoleader.com/2024 so you can get this checklist to grow your personal brand this coming year. I can't believe that there's only a couple of days left and we're gonna be in 2024 already. I am so happy. I am so happy for you, rooting for you always. I see you next year, unless you're listening this late, in which case, hello from the past, 2023. I'm rooting for you. Thank you for being the best part or one of the best parts of my year. I love you so much. I'm really thankful for you. Un beso. I hope you loved this episode. If you connected with the podcast in some way, please rate it and review it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That is the number one way you can support the show. And because sharing is caring, share it with a fellow entrepreneur wanting to become a leader, not just a creator. I am so grateful for you. I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me a DM over to @eugenia.wu. That's @eugenia.woo. And if you only send me a microphone emoji, I will know that you stayed till the end. Thank you for listening. See you soon.